Have Josh and Gabby gone a little too far this time? Stay tuned because we are going to be discussing Young and Matched.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to another Young and Hungry After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Today we are going to be discussing Season 4, Episode 9, titled Young and Matched. And we actually have an awesome special guest with us today.
Yes.
Hello, Brent Bailey is here with us.
Yeah, hi guys.
Where can we find you on social media?
At Brent M. Bailey.
Awesome.
On, I think, everything.
On everything. That's cool. That's the way to
consistent.
Do it.
Consistent.
Yeah.
Consistent.
It seemed easier that way.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I like that. I didn't do that. You can find me on Twitter at @Michelle_Cullen and on Instagram at @awkwardphotographer.
Awesome.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at @BeccaBTalksTV.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones.
See, we were on the same page.
That's right.
We were.
All the same.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
My name was already taken. It was
really?
Weird. Yeah, there's like 23 of me.
That's why I had to put the M in.
Because
Twitter, Brent Bailey was on for Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
People these days snatching names left and right, guys. But you know what? We have a lot to talk about. This is an amazing episode. Super funny. And some great one-liners, as always.
Oh, hilarious.
Always.
We start off with this awesome scene where Elliot asks Gabby to come over to entertain Keisha because Alan is away and he wants to impress Keisha by, you know, saying, you know, I want to be this fun dad, but, you know, Alan is kind of taking that role. So I want something
jealous.
Fun, you know? Yeah, Elliot is very jealous, as always.
And competitive.
He's hilarious. By the way, I don't know if you guys... I know you saw. Last week, Rex Lee watched our... Or no, 2 weeks ago, Rex Lee watched our after show. And I had this story I said about how my blender was broken or I didn't have a blender. And so a few days ago, I went to the post office and he had sent me a top-of-the-line Ninja professional blender, 1,000 watts.
Oh, my gosh.
And he sent me this, and, like, I freaked out. I was like, are you kidding me? So, like, he just, like, watched it and, like, sent me this big blender. I was like, that is so cool.
So today he's like, my iPhone is broken. I wish I had a new iPhone, like, a PlayStation 4.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just start, like, listing off your Christmas
That's
items.
That's right. No. But we appreciate him watching. If you're watching now, thank you so much.
Hey, Ryan.
Thanks for the blender. I made some awesome, like, slushies. It's going to be great. Anyway... So, Josh and Gabby are both going to decide, they're deciding that they're both going to go speed dating because, you know, Gabby's kind of into it. She's going to do it at the diner.
Yeah.
And Josh kind of gets a little jealous, as always. Mm-hmm.
A little competitive.
A little competitive.
A lot of competitive jealousy here.
Yeah.
Tiny bit, yeah.
And they decide, you know what? Fine. Well, you're going to do the speed dating as well. And if Gabby wins, I think the deal was that Josh had to pay for her rent, right?
Yes. One month of rent.
Yes. And then if Josh won... then Gabby had to actually show up on time to work every day, which she didn't even know.
Yeah, she didn't know what time she started work, so...
Breakfast-ish. 11-ish.
I mean, so in her defense... she didn't actually show up late. She just had no idea what time it started. So.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's very true.
Or at least she says.
Yeah. So they go to the diner. They meet up with a bunch of people. They're trying to impress them. They can't cheat because Josh cannot say that he is a millionaire or has a lot of money or is a tech mogul. And Gabby... has to put away the hair, pear, and derriere, which was absolutely hilarious. I was like, wow. And it was so funny because they were like offending each other, but complimenting each other at the same time.
Yep.
Right.
And I just thought that was absolutely hilarious. So they go and they both only pair with one person.
Mm-hmm. That the complimenting each other and like getting in a fight with each other is how they work.
Exactly.
When it's like Gabby and Josh relationship constantly.
And they decide if they actually, they have to call these people, and if they accept to go on a first date, then they win. But then they both get accepted for the first date, so then the thing is, oh, well, we have to come up with, like, getting them to agree to a second date, and whoever does wins. So that kind of brings us to your character, which you're just trying to find love in the city, you know, you're just trying to be a normal guy going speed dating, and it kind of backfires. But not really, because you kind of have some ulterior motives.
I was going to say, I don't think I was looking for love.
Yeah, probably but not. But no. That's what we know so far, going into. That's what we think.
Yeah.
I gotcha. No spoilers.
No spoilers, guys.
We think you're a hopeful romantic.
Hopeful romantic. Super excited.
That's all, yeah.
Honestly, that's what I thought you were when I was watching it for the first time. I was like, okay, cool. You know, he's just poor guy. Gabby's going to take advantage of him. You know, Gabby takes advantage of a bunch of guys to make Josh jealous.
Yep. Pretty much that's how it works.
I thought you were going to be an interesting person for saying yes to someone who looked like a mixture. For me, Edna.
From The Incredibles.
Which I love that she referenced. But then also the evil dude from Despicable Me. I can't remember. Vector.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The tracksuit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They, like, mixed up characters.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
And you wanted to date that, so
listen. I don't judge just based on looks. I was going for personality.
Good.
Yeah, hey. Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Beautiful.
You know, you saw her tracksuit. Really, she's like, is that like?
Is that
know.
Juicy? Is that-
well, and let's be honest. She Emily is still very attractive, even in the wig. Yeah. So I was like, I would still go on a date with you.
Yeah. So would I.
You're at speed dating, so why not?
We talked about that on set. We were actually like, you're still really cute, though. So this isn't a stretch.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's so great. That's hilarious. Yeah, I feel like the exact same thing when I saw her. I'm like, you know, she's still attractive.
Yeah,
like,
it
I
worked,
go
kinda.
Out with her. Yeah, it worked.
The tracksuit was really the only bad part. If it was just the wig, you're like, oh, yeah, that's great.
Even the glasses. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked those glasses.
So. Exactly.
Yeah, she didn't look bad.
But we see you guys meet up at the diner because, you know, there has to be like a cheap date because Josh can't impress anyone. And we see your character, Matt, and then Josh's girlfriend's character, who is Monica, and they see them talking. They see Josh and Gabby kind of talking.
Girlfriend? This fast?
Or not girlfriend, but you know what I mean, like, date.
Moves quick.
That moves very quick.
Whoa!
They're really into labels.
They're really into labels. But we kind of see them talking, and you guys are kind of like, wait a minute, like, do you guys know each other?
Right.
And then they come up with a whole, oh, we're brother, sister. And I love how your face, you're just like,
I'm just like kind of confused with the whole thing, like,
that makes sense.
Cool, yeah.
You accept it. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it was that older brother thing where I actually was like, oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
He's just
yeah.
making sure she's not going to get in trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's Which cute. Is, like, funny because Monica should have kind of been like, but why are you, like, it's funny that we both didn't say, why are you both on a first date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or that, like, we didn't recognize each other at all from the speed dating.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I loved it. I thought it was hilarious, and I thought how you guys were like, oh, that's so sweet. That's cool. Whatever. You just kind of, like, threw it over the shoulder, like, oh, cool. Like, you didn't ask any questions.
Fine, roll with it. In the store.
And Monica wants to take Josh back to his house, which was pretty fast. So, I mean.
She was moving.
She wasn't playing around.
No.
And obviously they both live together because they want to keep an eye out on each other.
Yeah, they're womb-mates.
which I thought.
I kept trying to, like, type that while I was, like, live-tweeting the episode because I like live-tweeting it. Uh-huh. And it kept, like, auto-correcting to wombats.
Wombats.
they're wombats.
They're wombats.
It's like wombats now.
That's so great. But then we see all of them at the apartment, and I just thought that was absolutely hilarious. It's so awkward, and they're like, why don't you order some pizza or go look for the pizza man on the balcony? And the whole thing was just super awkward, and you guys didn't ask questions. You're like, cool, I'm just gonna go out.
It's fine. See, I love that you just go, all right, and wing it. And I've done that before on real life dates because you're like, what's gonna happen next?
Right.
Yep.
I kind of want to know.
On the first date, you kind of just got to be agreeable. Just like, man, okay.
Like, to a point, but yeah.
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 To a point.
I thought it was very
like
smart.
Like a safety point.
I thought it was very smart that you ordered half cheese, half pepperoni.
You gotta appease everybody. You never know.
I thought that was a very safe call.
Yeah.
And I respect that decision. Mm-hmm. It was good.
I like that decision, too. I like pizza.
Yeah, same.
I just like pizza.
Exactly.
I'll eat, pizza. Pizza's always a win.
And Sophia comes in, and we kind of backtracks a little bit.
I love Sophia.
Sophia is, like, my spirit animal sometimes.
She is my spirit animal, definitely.
Yes.
Not just sometimes.
All the time.
And Keisha wants Alan because Elliot and Keisha are not, like, the best team, is what she said. So, you know, Yolanda decides, okay, I'm going to step up to the plate because I'm going to help Elliot do her hair so that way they can bond because that's one of the highlights of her past with her mom.
Yikes.
Right.
So they see Sophia. Sophia's just this innocent little girl trying to, you know, live her life.
Trying to get the Wi-Fi.
They just attacked. And that's how she shows up, and she has, like, all types of braids and little...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I loved all of the barrettes.
Looks fantastic.
I know. That was great. And that was a very nice hairstyle choice.
The lesson learned is don't let them do your hair.
Mm-mm. Don't let adults do your hair. Kids, you can let them, like, live their dreams.
Yeah.
For a while and just be ridiculous and tell them it's adorable and they're going to grow up and do great things. But adults should know by now.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't do hair, you should not do hair.
I know. And Elliot tried.
He did. He
really tried. But, so Sophia comes in and she's like, this is crazy. Like, what you're doing is not cool. You're using these people. And they're like, yeah, that's what we're doing. You know, that's just, like, normal everyday stuff for them.
Yeah.
They decide they're going to call you guys back in. And you come back in. You know, you're still, you know, happy-go-lucky. You're just like, oh, cool, I ordered pizza. You know, you don't have any idea what's going on.
Yeah.
And they decide to let you know. And they told, Josh told Monica first. And she said she would love to go on a date with him again. And then he said he was rich. And it kind of backfired because, you know, you'd think typical people who don't know people very well, if they find out they have money, it's only going to make them like them more, which is sad but true in a sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is true.
I don't, yeah, that would be a tough disadvantage to be like, oh, well, I think you're wonderful, but you also have $100 million.
Yeah.
Like, don't talk to me.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And she did. She was like, you know what? I've been going through 5 years or 5 months of like trust issues.
5 years.
Yeah.
Therapy.
She's been there for a while.
She was there for a while.
I'm like, this poor girl, like, she's just trying to find love, and Josh is over here, you know.
Lying.
Gotta love it.
Which isn't a great start, though, to a first date.
Oh, no.
Lying. I mean, that would be a huge red flag.
Yeah. Do people go to speed dating looking for true love, though?
I think it's just called online dating now. And I think
speed dating just isn't a thing now.
I don't know.
They have Tinder socials, I learned, was a thing, but I don't have an iPhone, so
I don't know what that is.
You've got to get an iPhone.
Send her an iPhone.
Yes, Rex.
No one needs,
she really needs an iPhone.
No one needs to send me. Cortana's fine. Yeah. We get along great. Anyway.
So funny. So great. You should find out if there's speed dating.
I should. I'm the low-tech smartphone person in this group, so.
Speaking of, like, just Tinder science. Social, Derek Thieler was in the commercial for it.
Was he really?
Yeah. It just came out like last week.
Really?
I swear. And so he tweeted out the link to it, and Derek's just having a great time on like Tinder social. I didn't know what it was. I still don't really know. I think it's like a group thing.
Don't know.
But like he did a great job in the commercial.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. It was pretty funny.
Awesome. I'm going to have to look it up.
Right?
But anyway, so that happens, and she leaves. We digress.
You're welcome, Tinder.
Yeah. She leaves. And then Gabby pretty much thinks that she's won, but she wants to see if you really would go on a second date with her. You say yes, right. And then she's like, how about this? And she like unbuttons the shirt, she rips off the wig, and your response was...
It is still yes.
Yeah.
It was great.
Can it start
now? I didn't think there was a catch, though.
I know.
I'm sad.
I love how willing he was. He's like, all right, cool.
Yeah, man.
He's like, fine.
Does it do, yeah.
Can it start
can
now?
Can it start right now? Yes, please. Yeah.
That was so great. That was hilarious. And so we think, oh, cool, like, he's this awesome guy that's down if she looks a little weird.
Different.
And
a little
down
and
if she's hot, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I seem to just be okay with anything that happened.
Which is interesting.
Yeah. Must have an ulterior motive. Must.
Maybe. But, you know, I was really rooting for you. I was like, this guy's cool.
No, me he's too, like, right? Yeah.
I know, I was hoping, you know, we could have went the other direction. I could have been the new love interest and been on for a lot longer.
I think that would have been cool, too.
That would have been a good direction.
You would have think that was pretty cool.
I would have thought that was pretty cool.
But you never know. You could be called back. We could see you in another episode. Who knows?
Yeah, like in jail or something.
In jail.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
She comes and visits me. Just to point me out in the lineup.
Yep.
I guess that's not really a visit. That's more.
That's more of a.
Yeah. It's like an identifying thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be kind of cool, you know? Because you could
take it as a visit.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I really like spending time with you.
She comes and like, you know, visits me. We like share the glass and like we put our hands
just
up against each other. Yeah.
Leave the handprint on the glass.
Romantic.
Hang up the phone real drastically and just stare at her. Just, like, slowly walk away.
Slowly rolls away.
I have a rolling chair in prison, apparently.
We are, like, rewriting this episode, or this next episode, and I love it.
Yeah. Rex, tell the writers that we've got a great idea.
Yes.
Yes.
What's that?
I have something to say.
Okay.
Google confirms speed dating still exists in L.A.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
It's like we have our own Jarvis.
That's so true. That's hilarious. But, so I thought that was so funny. And, you know, we think, oh, this guy's really cool. He's down for whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Josh leaves kind of defeated. And we find out from Mr. Fancy. So insightful.
That man.
He has a lot to say about women, I gotta tell
He's
you.
He's a boss. I love him.
He's
in charge. He's hilarious.
He is.
The Ugmo line, like, I'll throw you one if you lay there and do all, or if I get to lay there and you do all the work. I was just like.
And turn off the light.
Yeah, turn off the light.
I was like, what?
Ooh. But technically, that would have been another date, so I think she should have won right there.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point.
So, Jonathan might not have won. They might have tied again.
That's exactly right. Damn. That is exactly right. So we see your character. Oh, we don't see you, but I wish that you would have been, like, running out with the bag of stuff. Awesome. That would have been great.
Yeah.
But, you know, Jonathan Sadowski's character, Josh, finds out, oh my gosh, like, this guy's a convicted felon, in parentheses, not a murderer. Love that.
That's important.
That's really important.
Yeah. Very important. You know,
you have to clarify.
There's felonies for a lot of things now, as long as you're not a murderer.
Yep.
Yeah, it's fine. It's less scary. Yeah.
Then you're good, right?
Yeah.
Everyone makes mistakes, as Hannah Montana says.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good.
Maybe multiple times. Maybe the same mistake, like, twice.
Yep.
Three times.
But not murder.
No, not murder.
Yeah.
See, that's the one thing these days that's like, that's still not acceptable. You know?
Yeah. That's just not cool.
No, not cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, he bursts into the apartment.
Touchy subject.
Yeah. He bursts into the apartment, and you basically have, like, thrifted the entire apartment.
Searched. Yeah.
The couch was all dismantled, and everything was everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
Gabby's kind of behind the door.
You tied her up.
Tied up.
Duct tape.
At first, I thought maybe, you know, Matt was just a little kinky, and he tied her up.
We talked about that on
stage. I was like, okay, I can kind of see it, you know?
Yeah.
Things got a little crazy, and then he left, and then she's still there.
Right.
Yeah.
But then that wasn't the case. Nope. You totally just stole a bunch of stuff and left.
Wow, you had a completely... I mean, obviously I knew the script, but when I was watching it, I didn't even for a second think, like, oh, the apartment's messed up because they were fooling around.
Yeah.
And then he's kinky, which is why she's tied up.
That's what I thought.
Your mind went to a really different place.
I'm sorry, but did you
Jeez, Dakota.
I mean, we saw the last week's episode with Ashley Tisdale, and she ended up in a cage.
Tis true.
With a blindfold. So, you know, can know anymore.
You never know.
Because they like to get a little crazy.
Yes.
But Josh saves her, and then she's sitting there, and they're kind of talking, and then it turns out that he left his wallet.
Talking slash screaming.
Yeah. He left his wallet in her purse and this fancy watch that you took off with.
Yeah. Made a lot of money.
Do you have any explanation, like, for yourself?
Yeah.
No, it was a great find. I'm very happy with the way it turned out.
He had a very successful date night. There was one winner.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got a $10,000 watch. I got a wallet full of money. His credit cards weren't canceled yet, so
the obvious person you won.
Got a bunch of gas, you know, went to the store, got some cool clothes, got a nice
why not
TV everything.
So yeah, it
really worked out for you, and I'm glad that it did.
Congrats.
Congrats on the find.
Thank you.
But in the end, they're kind of like fighting back and forth because he's mad. He's like, really, Gabby, you let this happen again?
Right.
They're fighting back and forth. You're so attractive. Any guy would want you. Any girl would want you.
Just screaming compliments at each other.
Mm-hmm. And he just picks
her that's how they work.
It's the best way to deliver them.
Yeah.
I love it because it started happening and you guys were sitting next to me, but I was like, kiss?
Yeah, I saw that.
Kiss?
There was a lot more than kissing that happened, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
They ended up...
Kissing escalated quickly.
It did.
And the way that Jonathan comes out of the blanket is the funniest thing in the whole world.
I know.
Yes.
That was a great moment. And they did. They had a little one-night stand again. But then Gabby says it can never be talked about again.
No, it can be.
Well, we think it can be, but she doesn't want it to be. And so we find out that they want to kind of cover it up again. But he's like, really? Should we? Like, do we really have to do that again?
Right.
They shouldn't cover it up.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think they should.
I think they're going to try to, and it's going to fail, but that's a little prediction-y.
Yeah. It seems about right.
Yeah. And every good moment has to be ruined, because Monica bursts in, and she's going to give this guy a second chance.
Monica still thinks they're siblings.
Yeah, I was going to say, they left out the part where they revealed they aren't actually siblings.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, you know, is this what they do in Omaha? They, like, do this with their sister.
Omaha.
Yeah, poor Omaha.
And they got a bad rap on this episode.
Yeah.
Right?
But, so then she runs out, and then that was just this moment where, you know, Gabby and Josh get themselves in so many crazy situations, and the fact that they finally had a moment of happiness, and then it kind of got taken away from this girl.
Who throws up in the bedroom.
That's what I thought she was going to do. Yeah. I could have swore, because she kind of gagged, and I was like, it's going to happen. And then they're going to have to clean that up.
Oh, gosh.
I think she caught it in her hand, though.
Yeah, no, she did.
Like, yeah, then she, like, I don't know if she kept it or if she, like, put it...
Well, she, like, probably dumped it in the hallway potted plant or something.
Potted
plant. That's probably what people do these days.
Yeah. Those potted plants.
People these days.
And then wrapping it up a little bit, at the very end, we have, you know, Keisha finally gets to go to a spa with Elliot. Right. They bond.
They bonded.
They have this nice moment, and, you know, he records her saying, I've had more fun with you than I've ever had with Alan.
And sends it to
him. And directly sends it. Did you guys
see? He's like, I'm not competitive.
No.
Did you see the painting hanging up in the hallway? Did you notice that this time?
Yeah, there was like a painting of...
I have to go back.
There is an elaborate painting of Alan and Elliot just embracing each other, and it's... It's beautiful. Yeah. I don't know. It's majestic.
I have to go back and watch now.
Oh, but really quick before we wrap, like, what was your favorite moment on set, and what was it like working with the cast, and just overall, how was your experience?
It's like, anytime you do multicam, it's so much fun. The cast is always really excited to be there. The scheduling's really simple, and then you get to do the whole thing in front of a live audience, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the rehearsals were really fun, but I think my most fun thing, obviously, is when we got to shoot it live, because you get to instantly see what works, what doesn't, and then, of course, to keep it interesting for the audience, they do a bunch of different, like, variations on the lines and everything, and some of the stuff they come up with is so hysterical.
Did you have any, like, ulterior, or, like, other lines?
No, they're mostly, like, because I was mostly, like setting up the jokes, so it was just more for, like, Jonathan or for Emily. Like, instead of womb mates, she's like, we have a one womb apartment, which was pretty funny. That's funny. They have a lot of different, like, one-liners that were really awesome. But, yeah, I mean, Emily's amazing. Jonathan's awesome. And then Rex, I'm a huge fan of Entourage, so we definitely talked about that for a little while. But, yeah, I mean, just meeting the cast and being on set, it's always good.
Yeah. I mean, just watching the episode, it felt like you guys were having a blast.
Yeah. We actually went to the, Jonathan and Ashley's sister, we all went to the Ren Fair that next Sunday.
Oh, cool.
Oh. And so it was super fun.
That's awesome.
Fun.
Yeah, made new friends.
That's really cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that a lot of times we have, like, the love interest come and go, but I really hope that we get another episode with you for next season. You never know.
I hope so.
It could totally happen.
We'll see.
But, again, where can we find you on social media?
At Brent M. Bailey.
All right. And what about you, Michelle?
You can find me on Twitter at Michelle_Cullen and Instagram at awkwardphotographer.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B. Talks TV.
And thank you so much again for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thank you for joining us, guys. Give us a thumbs up, share, comment below. We'd all love to get back to you. And thank you so much for your support. We love you guys, and we will see you next week.
Woo. Season finale. Woo.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.